Barry, what was it like Monday in the meeting room Monday watching the Steeler game with your guys? What was your frame of mind at that point?
Oh, you know, anytime you lose a football game and you feel like you should have won a football game, it's not a good mood. You know, we make corrections as we always do. We saw the mistakes that we made. You know, guys, it was the mood was we let a football game get away. You know,
were you angry?
I'm always angry after a loss. I'm not happy.
Did you? Were they able to sense your anger that day?
I think as a unit, we're able to sense that, you know, we let a football game get away that we should have won. You know, we made mistakes in the football game that were correctable mistakes that shouldn't really have happened, and we let a football game get away. So I think we all felt, you know, responsible for that loss.
Tom called the run defense soft. What were your impressions?
I thought that we didn't shed well and we didn't tackle well. That was my impression of how we played. We could have tackled a hell of a lot better, and we could have shed a hell of a lot better in that football game to make some football plays.
And what have you observed this week in practice and in the meeting rooms?
We've had great energy. We've had good focus. Our guys want to win a football game. Bottom line, they're professional. They know how to take criticism, and they want to improve their performance.
AJ Green says that there are holes in your defense. What are your thoughts?
There's holes in every defense, and there's holes in every offense. That's why you coach. That's why you play. You correct the mistakes that you make, and you go out to try to win a football game.
Surprised the receiver of his quality would have to open his mouth like that?
I really don't listen to a lot of the comments that guys like that make, because, you know, talk is cheap. You play the game.
He was talking about the secondary. I mean, he praised your defensive line and said the secondary's got holes. I mean, as an opponent, do you think they're, you know, looking at your defense, do you think you've shown holes in the secondary?
I think that we've showed lapses in play. I think there's holes in every defense. I think if you're a good offense, you exploit what the defense gives you. All that says to me and says to our players is that we need to play better.
What kind of challenges dealing with Green?
I think he's a top-flight receiver. He's, you know, we are, each week we're faced with guys, not only quarterbacks, but receivers that are at the top of their game in the National Football League. The talent level is unbelievable, and he is a very good talent. So he will be quite a challenge for us to hold down in the secondary.
When a guy like that says something like that, do you think, does your secondary maybe get a little more amped to face them or a little more attuned to those guys?
You know, it may. You have to ask the players that. You know, I think that they get tuned up to play on Sunday, period, whether a guy says something or not. I think, you know, they get riled up to play. We get them, you know, we build up during the course of the week, you know, to play a football game and win a football game. So whether a comment like that adds something, I think after that first hit or after that initial rundown on the kickoff, all that stuff goes out the window. I don't think it really means anything.
Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, is he similar to Redmond at all, or what's the...
No, I mean, you know, he's a hard runner. He's a different style runner. You know, Redmond's a, you know, he was a big back. He's a bull. Ellis, he can hit the hole. He can sprint and get away from you. Offense is somewhat similar, but the back is different.
He's a little smaller. But he's 220, I think. Isn't
he? Yeah. Redmond's, I think, 233, something like that.
Yeah.
And built differently. You know, so the back is built differently from, you know, yeah, he's 220 pounds, but he's not a thick 220 pounds, I would say.
Do you expect to have a Chase and Campy?
You know, I'm going to have to wait and answer that after tomorrow because, hey, they had a good day today. You never know what will happen on Friday, and so I got my fingers crossed that we'll have them.
Were you more optimistic today after seeing them than, you know, the day before?
I was definitely – I was pumped up yesterday when I watched them just kind of on the side working out, and then after we practiced today, both of them were in a good frame of mind. Both of them felt good after the practice. So, you know, you have to evaluate after a night's sleep when they get up in the morning what it's like.